Morning Watch, an overview of the central burden and present truth of the Lord's recovery before his appearing, week 7. The two aspects of God's complete salvation, judicial redemption plus organic salvation. Tuesday, related verses. Ephesians 1, verse 7. In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of offenses, according to the riches of his grace. Romans 3, verse 24. Being justified freely by his grace through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus. John 1, verse 14. And the Word became flesh and tabernacled among us, and we beheld his glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and reality. Colossians 1, verse 22. He now has reconciled in the body of his flesh through death, to present you holy and without blemish and without reproach before him. Galatians 3, verse 13. Christ has redeemed us out of the curse of the law, having become a curse on our behalf, because it is written, cursed is everyone hanging on a tree. 1 Peter 2, verse 24. Who himself bore up our sins in his body on the tree, in order that we, having died to sins, might live to righteousness, by whose bruise you were healed. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 21. Him who did not know sin, he made sin on our behalf, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Hebrews 9, verse 2. For a tabernacle was prepared, the first, in which were the lampstand and the table and the loaves that were set forth, which is called the holy place. Related reading. In his flesh, Christ carried out his earthly ministry by accomplishing God's judicial redemption. This redemption resulted objectively in God's forgiveness of the believer's sins, washing away the believer's sins, justifying the believers, reconciling the believers as his enemies to himself, and sanctifying the believers in their position unto himself as his holy people. All these matters are very good, but they are physical, earthly, judicial, and objective. What Christ carried out in his earthly ministry was a procedure of the complete salvation of God for the believers to participate in God's organic salvation as the purpose of the complete salvation of God. This procedure can be compared to an escalator that brings us from one level to another. Most of today's Christians are lingering on the escalator of the procedure of the complete salvation of God. It is extremely important that we differentiate between the procedure of God's complete salvation and the purpose of his complete salvation. The procedure is judicial, and the purpose is organic. Furthermore, the procedure is in the physical realm, and the purpose is in the mystical realm. One who has experienced God's judicial redemption may be considered saved by being redeemed only, but he still needs to be saved more by God's organic salvation in the accomplishing of God's economy. We need to pass through the physical realm of Christ's earthly ministry and enter into something higher, the mystical realm of Christ's heavenly ministry. Christ's being the life-giving Spirit is a most important qualification for Christ to carry out his heavenly ministry. When he was in the flesh, he was not able to enter into us as life. As a young Christian, I wondered how it was possible for Christ to be in me. Later, I came to see that the New Testament unveils the fact that the one who died on the cross as our Savior was resurrected, and in resurrection he became the life-giving Spirit. Now he is qualified to carry out his heavenly ministry in the mystical realm. As the life-giving Spirit, Christ is carrying out his heavenly ministry by accomplishing God's organic salvation subjectively in 8 steps. Here we can see a sharp contrast: earthly versus heavenly, physical versus mystical, judicial versus organic, and objective versus subjective. All 8 aspects of God's organic salvation are subjective. The judicial aspect is according to the righteousness of God, as the procedure of God's salvation to satisfy the requirements of God's righteous law on the sinners. It is for sinners to be forgiven before God, washed, justified, reconciled to God, and sanctified unto God positionally, thereby entering into the grace of God for the accomplishment of the purpose of God's salvation. The organic aspect of God's salvation is through the life of God, to carry out God's salvation, including regeneration, shepherding, dispositional sanctification, renewing, transformation, building up, confirmation, and glorification. This is the purpose of God's salvation, to accomplish all that God wants to achieve in the believers in his economy through his divine life.